From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The day after a blast tore through a popular shrine in the heart of Bangkok's shopping district, killing at least 22 people, authorities say it does not appear to be linked to the long-running Muslim separatist insurgency in the country's south. VOA's Ron Corbin reports from Bangkok.
Thai officials say the pipe bomb attack late Monday was aimed at discrediting the military-backed government and damaging the country's economically important tourist industry. The dead included at least three Chinese, two Singaporeans, one Philippine national, and two Hong Kong residents, a reflection of the shrine's popularity among Asian tourists. While Thai authorities say they have not confirmed who was behind the attack, they did not rule out a link with the country's turbulent domestic politics. For over the past year, Thailand's military government has banned protests and suspended democracy, while insisting that the country is not yet ready for another election. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
One suspect authorities are searching for can be seen in closed-circuit video taking off a backpack and leaving it on a bench near the shrine shortly before the explosion. In cell phone video taken by a Chinese tourist, the moment of the blast is captured. On Tuesday, there was another explosion near a transit station in Bangkok's Riverside. Police say the small device was thrown from a bridge falling into the water before exploding, sending water high into the air but causing no injuries. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi voiced concerns Tuesday about the removal of Parliament Speaker Shwe Man as chairman of the country's ruling party last week. Speaking as long